Unit 3, pages 48 to 49. Lesson B, Reading, Track 1-7. Bike Sharing Boom. Big cities around the world are looking for ways to improve transportation. One way is bike sharing. What is bike sharing? The idea is simple. People pay a small fee to use a bike for a certain period of time. For example, in London, you can ride around the city for an hour for just £2, about $3 American. When you finish, you leave the bike at a docking station. Another person can then use the same bike. Why is it a good thing? Bike share programs are good for cities in several ways. Fewer people drive cars or ride on public transportation, so there is less air pollution. The streets are less crowded. The cost of starting a bike share service is also less than building a new subway or bus system. There are other benefits for the user. People don't have to buy and keep their own bikes. Instead, they can use public bikes whenever they need them. The cost to the user is low. In addition, cycling helps people stay healthy. Are there any problems? Not all bike share programs are successful. One problem is money. Janet Buettner is the author of a report on European bike sharing programs. She explains, the bike share service operator wants to earn money, but the user wants easy and cheap usage. The operator spends a lot of money to start the program. Many people have to use the program in order to pay for it. So sometimes the operator does not earn a profit. When this happens, the program fails. Some cities also don't have enough bike lanes. Paris, for example, is adding more than 160 miles, 250 kilometers of bike lanes to its streets. This adds to the cost of the program. In Paris and other cities, wet weather is also a problem for cyclists. What is the future for bike sharing? Most bike share programs will succeed, says Buettner, because they help to make cities more livable. As London Mayor Boris Johnson says, cycling is a clean, green, and healthy way to travel. That means it's good for the city and its citizens.